Here's your money briefing for Monday, June 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The three-year pause on federal student loan repayments is ending, and that means many borrowers will have to make some changes in their personal finances.
Look at your budget now. Look at what your monthly payment would need to be for your student loan. And ahead of August 30th, start making some of those hard decisions. You know, where can I make sacrifices? Where can I cut back? Where am I saving money? Where am I spending too much money? Where can you make room so that your budget can reabsorb that payment?
WSJ reporter Julia Carpenter will join us after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Late August is going to get here faster than you think. That's when federal student loan borrowers are likely to have to dig deeper into their finances to resume making payments. WSJ personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter joins us today. So, Julia, the pause on student loan repayments has been extended several times since 2020. What are the chances it could be extended again?
It's very understandable that people have that confusion, especially since we have had the pause extended so many times since it was first instituted in March 2020. But as a provision in the debt ceiling deal, we know that student loan payments and interest accrual will restart in August. So there's pretty much virtually no chance it'll be extended again.
Now, how is that different from President Biden's debt forgiveness plan that's being considered by the Supreme Court? And what's the latest on that?
So people probably saw the headlines when the plan was first announced, and we know that it provides up to $10,000 for qualified borrowers who make $125,000 a year, and up to $20,000 for people in that same bucket who qualified for a Pell Grant. So it's a lot of money on the table. People were very supportive of this. This was something the president had promised, but the court is weighing on the constitutionality of this, and we're expected to hear their decision later this month. So whatever the court decides, yes, the plan can go forward, or no, it won't. We then have a 2-month delay. So if the plan goes forward, people won't just immediately log into their accounts and see their debt wiped out overnight. If the plan doesn't go forward, I mean, we then have a different scenario. Either way, though, whatever remaining debt you have, whether, you know, forgiveness moves on or not, that August 30th deadline is pretty firm now. That's when the payments start again.
I would imagine many federal student loan borrowers are holding out hope the court rules in favor of the forgiveness plan.
Understandably, financial advisors are saying no, though. If you are holding out for that hope, you are not preparing for the other outcome, and then you're in for a shock once this decision comes. I was speaking with financial advisors who were saying you should plan for the scenario in which payments do resume and forgiveness does not happen. In that case, you're prepared. It's not going to be this huge blow to your budget.
For some people, turning these payments back on after 3 years could be a shock to their personal finances. So let's talk about ways to prepare. For some people, it's probably been a while since they went over the terms of their loan.
I was speaking with Scott Buchanan. He's the executive director of the Student Loan Servicing Alliance. So he has talked to a lot of people about what this is going to mean for the system, specifically what this is going to mean for borrowers trying to contact their servicers. So his recommendation was call your loan servicer now. Call them, go over the terms of your loan, go over your monthly payment, go over, you know, am I in the right payment plan? Are there changes I can be embracing? All these different things. Because come August, as soon as we're creeping up on that August 30th deadline for payment resumption, millions of other borrowers are going to be calling and we're going to be clogging the phone lines. So his recommendation, call sooner rather than later.
Okay, but people's finances are getting squeezed a lot more today due to inflation than they were the last time they were making payments. What kind of adjustments should they consider making in their household budgets?
I've spoken with a lot of borrowers who say, you know, originally they were setting aside that money. They were thinking, okay, I'll put it in savings or I'll put it towards something else so that when payments resume, I'm ready. And then inflation has just been growing around all of their budgets, eating up more and more. So inflation ran up to near 10%. And even though inflation has now come down, prices are still rising and people have baked this into a lot of their budgets. you know, 3 years is a really, really long time. So as we heard last week on your show, JR, many people took on bigger spending habits during the pandemic. So I was speaking with financial advisors. They say the best thing to do right now is to try and get a very firm understanding of your cash flow. Look at your budget now, look at what your monthly payment would need to be for your student loan. And ahead of August 30th, start making some of those hard decisions. You know, where can I make sacrifices? Where can I cut back? Where am I saving money? Where am I spending too much money? Where can you make room so that your budget can reabsorb that payment?
Are there other repayment plans people could consider?
A lot of people have probably seen that in January, the Biden administration announced changes to income-driven repayment plans. These changes are designed to lower monthly payments for borrowers and also speed up your repayment process. So income-driven repayment plans are plans that allow you to pay different monthly payments based on your income and your family size. So this new plan, the revised pay-as-you-earn plan, allows borrowers to pay 5% of their discretionary income toward undergraduate loans. And after 10 years of payments, it wipes out remaining debt for borrowers with balances less than $12,000. So if you apply for this plan, if you are interested in this plan, you should contact your servicer and make sure that you qualify. There's also a loan simulator tool on the Education Department website, hugely helpful for people to input their existing information, you know, your income, your family size, your existing debt, and then that calculates what plan is right for you, what your potential monthly loan payments would be under there. So from there, people can see what their repayment options are, what their other plan options are, and determine whether or not IDR is right for them.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.